coming down, the pouring down of the Holy Spirit.
就从五旬节开始才有教会。
And it's from that day onward, church history began.
我们可以说没有圣灵就没有教会。
And we can say that without the Holy Spirit, there would be no church.
也可以说一个基督徒啊，就是里面有圣灵的人。
And we can also say a Christian is with the Holy Spirit in his heart.
如果一个人里面没有圣灵，但是他说是基督徒，那是所谓的基督徒，是挂名的教友。
If one proclaims that he is a Christian, yet he has not the Spirit within him, then he is only a so-called Christian.
所以我们可以说，没有圣灵就没有基督徒。
Therefore, we can conclude that those without the Holy Spirit, without the Holy Spirit, they also wouldn't be a Christian.
可是圣灵对于我们的重要是何等的大。
And we can see from that how important this Holy Spirit is.
我们今天的信息叫做没有圣灵的人。
And the topic of today's sermon is those without the Holy Spirit.
那进入这个信息之前，我们先来想一想，圣经怎么讲，人怎么样得着圣灵，如何得着圣灵。
Now before we go into detail on that subject, let us first contemplate on how does the Bible refer to how a man can receive the Holy Spirit.
我们先来看彼得的经验，使徒彼得的经验。
Let us first look at Peter's experience.
那是在使徒行传第二章第三十八节。
That is from Acts chapter 2:38.
中文圣经165页，中文圣经新约部分165面，注意看。
That is in the New Testament, verse 38.
使徒行传第二章第三十八节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 38.
彼得说，你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Reads verse 38, Peter replied, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
这里讲到人一个人怎么样得到圣灵呢？
Here from this we can see how a man can receive the Holy Spirit.
就是要悔改，先要悔改。
And that is to say he needs first of all to repent.
悔改就是离弃罪恶，归向真神。
And that is to cast away his sin and the sinful nature and go to Christ.
第二就是要受洗，奉主的名受洗。
Second of all, he needs to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
这个悔改受洗是人这方面需要做的事情。
Repentance and baptism, that is the two things to act from the man's side.
那么结果的两件事情发生了，第一件事就是罪得到赦免了，第二就是领受了圣灵。
And the consequence or the result of that would be first was sins would be forgiven, and secondly, he will receive his Holy Spirit.
这里面有四件事情，人做两件，神做两件。
From that verse alone, we can see that man has to take action in two respects, and that God will return the two other aspects.
人悔改了，受洗了，神就赦免我们的罪，就赐给我们圣灵，你看。
A man first repent and then be baptized, and then God would forgive our sins and then give us as a gift the Holy Spirit.
这是使徒彼得的经验。
That is from Apostle Peter, his personal experience.
也应当是每一个基督徒的经验。
That ought to be also every one of our personal experience.
我们再看第二个使徒保罗的经验怎么样的呢？
Let us look at the second Apostle Paul.
那是在以弗所书第一章。
That would be referenced in Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所第一章第十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
那是在中文圣经，中文圣经269页，中文圣经269面。
New Testament.
以弗所书第一章第十三节是保罗的经验啊。十三节这样说，以弗所一章十三节。
Ephesians 1:13.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
Verse 13 of Ephesians chapter 1, And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
你看这里面怎么样得到圣灵呢？
Again, here tells us how to receive this Holy Spirit.
先是听道。
First of all, having heard the gospel.
这个道就是福音。
Of course, this is the gospel and the truth.
你听了道，信了福音，接受了耶稣。
First of all, having heard of the word of truth, and then having believed.
那么接受耶稣之后呢， 就受了，立刻就接受了神所应许的圣灵，做我们的凭据，在里面做凭据。
And as soon as we have heard and believed, then right away we would receive or be marked with the seal as a proof. That is, would be the seal with the Holy Spirit.
这两个重要的使徒，因为彼得是犹太人使徒，保罗是外邦人使徒，所有的基督徒可以用这两人做代表。所以他们俩的经验就是我们大家共同的经验。
And from these two apostles, Peter and Paul, one is preaching out and representing the Jews, and none, and the other is talking about gospel to the non-Jews. That includes all of us here that we ought to have a similar experience.
我们已经知道我们怎么样得着圣灵了。
Now that we have understood and read how we can receive the Holy Spirit,
那么今天又讲到没有圣灵的人。
Yet today our topic is those without the Holy Spirit.
他们有一些特点。
Now they also have their special characteristics.
我现在先不跟诸位来看这个特点。
Let us put that aside for now.
我现在先来跟诸位分享，就是主耶稣基督受洗的时候，有一个很特别的经验，就是圣灵从天上降下来，像鸽子一样落在他头上。
Now what I'd like to refer you to now is when Jesus Christ himself was baptized, the experience he had in the river, when the heaven opened and the Holy Spirit.
诸位看看。马太福音第三章，马太福音三章。
That is recorded in Matthew chapter 3.
十六节，三章十六节。
Matthew 3:16.
那是中文圣经第三页第三面。马太福音三章十六节，你看这个耶稣他来做人，神来做人，他要经历这个受洗啊。耶稣受了洗，十六节啊，随即从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵，就是圣灵了。仿佛鸽子，你看，注意这个鸽子，仿佛这鸽子降下来落在他头上，从天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”神亲自印证耶稣是他的儿子。
Verse 16, as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him.
圣经就把鸽子来象征圣灵的工作。
From here, we can see the metaphor of that the dove representing the Holy Spirit.
换句话说，一个真正有圣灵的人，他应当有鸽子这些特征显明出来。
In other words, anyone who has the Holy Spirit, he ought to have the characteristics of that of the dove.
那我们来看看鸽子有什么特征呢？
Then let us find out clearly what does dove represent.
我再次说，今天麻烦就多看看圣经啊！你请你帮助坐在旁边没有圣经的朋友，或者是圣经翻圣经不太方便的，请你翻开给他看，这很重要啊。马太福音书第十章十六节，马太福音十章十六节。
Again, due to the great importance of today's message, I'd like to trouble you to look into a few more passages and help the ones next to you to find these passages. The next passage we should look into is Matthew chapter 10, verse 16.
中文圣经十三页啊，马太福音十章第十六节，我耶稣说，我差你们去，如同羊进入狼群了。所以你们要灵巧像蛇，下面说驯良像鸽子。
There Jesus has said, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Innocent as doves.
这个世界，全世界是握在那撒旦手下。
We know the whole world is controlled by that evil one.
撒旦就像狼一样，我们是羊，他要看到我们就吃掉我们。
Satan is like that of a wolf.Who's looking around for sheep?
所以我们今天活在世界，不属于世界。
Therefore, we need to remind ourselves today as we live in this world, we are not of the world.
这个世界就跟狼群一样，狼的群。
For this world is filled with wolves.
那我们活在世界就要小心了。
But living in this world, we need to be
怎么小心？怎么样小心谨慎呢
？How do we take heart?
耶稣教导我们两个方法。
Jesus has taught us two ways here.
灵巧像蛇。
First of all, to be shrewd like snakes.
驯良像鸽子。
And as innocent as doves.
蛇最容易闪避，它们逃避，耶，躲开了。蛇是最灵活的。
We know that snakes is very agile and he can move in directions very fast.
那意思就是说，我们今天要躲避一些不必要的烦恼、忧伤、痛苦、重担，能够躲开就躲开。我们要好好保护自己，来为主做工。
That is to say, as Christians today, we need to be as agile as snakes to be very flexible so that we know to run away from the troubles and the burdens that we need not to bear so that we can concentrate on the work for Christ.
就像蛇一样，你打它跑掉，跑得很快。灵巧像蛇就是躲避没有必要的一些无谓的伤害， 要躲避它。
And again, to be a shrewd snake is that to be very sensitive that any emotion we know how to run away and not to bear those response, the burdens that we ought not to.
同时要驯良像鸽子，要非常驯良，像鸽子一样驯良。 什么？那个原文的意思就是说，绝不伤害到别人。
And the innocent as doves in the original meaning, actually it means not to ever to harm anyone else.
那就是说鸽子的特征呢，就是说它不绝不伤害别人，它驯良、忠厚、老实、宽厚这样的心是鸽子。
That is to say, a dove, his personality, is very honest, sincere, and never harming anyone.
我们中国人常常讲啊，里面内要很方，外面很圆，内方外圆，外面很圆，里面很方，就存心要很忠厚，但是外面呢，能够躲避一些不必要的伤害，就这个意思。
And that's similar to a Chinese saying that a person, his heart inwardly needs to be square, meaning his principles, very honest and earnest, yet outside he needs to be rounded, meaning he needs to how to take care of problems.
所以说鸽子第一个特征就是驯良。 绝对是忠厚、宽厚，绝不会伤害别人，啊，甚至也能够赦免、原谅别人，这是一种真正的驯良，就是鸽子。圣灵像鸽子一样，所以圣灵第一个特点就是驯良。
Therefore, again, the first characteristic we have read here about the dove is that he is very innocent and never harming anyone else, and that is also first characteristic of the Holy Spirit.
我们看第二处，在旧约的雅歌。 我们要看雅歌第一章第十五节。Then
let's look into the Old Testament.
雅歌第一章第十五节，那是在805页，中文圣经805页。That's
in the Songs.
一章第十五节。Songs
of Songs.
在雅歌第一章第十五节是805页，中文圣经啊。雅歌第一章第十五节，我的佳偶，你甚美丽啊，你甚美丽，你的眼呢，好像鸽子的眼。This
is in the Songs of Songs, chapter 1, verse 15, here talks about how beautiful you are, my darling, oh, how beautiful your eyes are doves.
这里面讲到鸽子眼，我们再看第五章，雅歌第五章第 第五章第十二节
Second reference in the same book, Songs of Songs, chapter 5, verse 12
雅歌第五章十二节，对，五章十二节，那是在八百零八页啊。这里面讲，他的眼如溪水旁的鸽子眼，又乃洗净，安得合适。Here
it also refers to the eyes of doves. Here it reads, his eyes are like doves by the water streams, washed in milk, mounted like jewels.
这个鸽子啊， 特别强调眼睛，就是纯洁的意思，非常干净、圣洁、纯净，一点都没有污秽，非常单纯、非常干净、非常圣洁。One
of the characteristics of doves' eyes is that it's very clear and it's like jewel. It can see very purely and very far.
这是鸽子的第二个特征。
And that is the second special characteristic of the dove.
一个有圣灵的人，不但是驯良的，而且是圣洁的、纯洁的。
First of all, a person with the Holy Spirit is not only as innocent as a dove, but his eyes is very clear.
再看一处，在创世纪第八章。
And then let us now turn to Genesis chapter 8.
创世纪第八章，就是第八页，中文圣经第八面，旧约第八页。第八章里面这个挪亚在方舟里面的时候，你看后来啊，我们看八章第六节，创世纪第八章第六节。 过了四十天，挪亚开了方舟的窗户，放出一只乌鸦去。那乌鸦飞来飞去，直到地上的水都干了。Chapter
8 of Genesis, verse 6. After 40 days, Noah opened the window he had made in the ark and sent out a raven, and it kept flying back and forth until the water had dried up from the earth.
现在请你跳来看同一章第十节。第十节，他又等了七天，再把鸽子从方舟放出去。十一节。 到了晚上，鸽子回到他那里，嘴里叼着一个新拧下来的橄榄叶子，挪亚就知道地上的水退了。
Let us now skip to the same chapter, verse 10. He waited 7 more days and again sent out the dove from the ark. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there and its beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. Then Noah knew that the water had receded from the earth.
你看，当这个鸽子从方舟里放出去回来的时候啊，嘴里面叼着一个橄榄叶子，就证明说地上的水已经退干了。
Again, here we see that when Noah sent out the dove, and as it returned in the evening, it had an olive leaf, a freshly plucked olive leaf. Then Noah knew that the earth was dry.
今天世界上叫做和平鸽啊，鸽子代表和平，就这个意思。你看，南北韩之间呢，有个板门店，那么两人这个。他们这个不打仗了，那个是这个和平的地方，板门店那个地方就好几个大的和平鸽子，做一个鸽子，里面头上叼着一个橄榄，表示和平的地方不再打仗了，和平的意思。
And the third symbol for that the dove symbolizes is that of peace. And we can see from the north and southern Korea, the borderline, there will be many doves statues there because it symbolizes peace.
所以这个。鸽子的第三个意思就代表和平，凡是真正有圣灵在里面的人，他一定不喜欢动乱，他喜欢一切安安静静的，和和平平的，一切事情都能按部就班，没有乱，没有糟杂，这是这个鸽子的特点，也是圣灵在里面的特点。
Therefore the third characteristic of the dove, also the Holy Spirit, is that it represents peace. A person who has the Holy Spirit also should have that characteristic, meaning that he does not likeLittle violent in things. He likes to have peaceful heart.
那么最后，请各位看一出了啊，不再麻烦各位了。在犹大书，就是启示录的前面，圣经最后倒数第二卷，犹大书里面只有一章了。犹大书第17节到19节，犹大书。
The last passage I'd like you to refer to now here is the second to the last book in the New Testament, the book to the of Jude.
犹大书是354页，中文圣经354啊。我想过来说明一下，这个犹大不是卖主的犹大，不是的。
This Jude, of course, is not the same Judah that sold Christ Jesus.
这个犹大就是约瑟和玛利亚所生的儿子。
This is a son of Joseph and Maria, Mary.
也就是耶稣的弟弟，肉身的弟弟。
And that is to say, a younger brother of Jesus Christ.
他得到启示写下这个话非常宝贵啊。
He had received revelation from the Holy Spirit and wrote this book.
在犹大书里只有一章，所以我们不分章了，就17节，犹大书17节，中文354页啊。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们要纪念我们主耶稣基督的使徒从前所说的话。我现在停在这讲，你看犹大没有说你们要纪念我的哥哥什么什么人，没有，他是他哥哥吗？他称他是我们的主耶稣基督，他晓得他这个肉身的哥哥是道成肉身的神，他知道。
Here verse 17 in Jude is, but dear friends, remember what the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. Again, he's referring to Lord Jesus Christ as Lord, not as his fleshly brother.
第十八节，他们曾对你们说过，说什么呢？末世必有好，这个好念好，喜欢的意思，好讥诮的人。随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行，这就是那些引人结党、属乎血气。下面说，没有圣灵的人，没有圣灵。
And it continues on verse 18. They said to you, and last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the men who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the spirit.
这几句话谁说的呢？就是主耶稣基督的使徒。主亲自案例的一些使徒，就直接从主得到启示，他说的话一定可靠，一定可信。
The beginning they refers to the apostle that Jesus Christ has appointed.
他们讲到没有圣灵的有三个特点，你看到吗？
Again, here talks about those one without the Holy Spirit has these three special characteristics.
第一种就是好讥诮人，喜欢冷嘲热讽啊，说一些尖酸刻薄的话。
First of all, these men with that Holy Spirit, they are scoffers. They like to ridicule people.
这种人没有圣灵。
They are without the Holy Spirit.
第二种就是过着不敬虔的私欲，放纵情欲，特别是眼目的情欲，这种不敬虔的生活的人。
And secondly, these people without the Holy Spirit, they like to follow their own ungodly desires.
第三就是十九节讲的，引人结党，分门别类，嫉妒纷争，引发。属乎血气，这没有圣灵。
Thirdly, these men without Holy Spirit, they like to divide men, they like to divide people.
你看刚才我们是读了那么些经文，这个结论就在这里。所以没有圣灵的人有三个特点，黑板写，第一个就是不驯良，你看讥诮就是不驯良，不厚道。第二，不纯洁，不敬虔。第三，引人结党，嫉妒纷争，吵架动乱，这是不和平，跟那个鸽子的特征完全相反，就是没有圣灵的人。
From all the different passages we have read this morning, the conclusion was right there in Jude, talking about those without the Holy Spirit. We can see from that reference there are three special characteristics of those without Holy Spirit. And as we remember, itcontradicts and exactly the opposite of the three special characteristics of the dove, which means also the characteristic of the Holy Spirit.
那么这个没有圣灵人第一个特点叫好讥诮，喜欢好是非常喜欢高兴这样做，常常呢讥诮人家，讥诮也有讥笑的意思，藐视的意思，也有种啊就老是冷嘲热讽，说尖酸刻薄的话，伤人的话啊，这种就属于讥诮这一类。
First of all, those without the Holy SpiritFirst thing he likes to do, he is a scoffer, meaning that he likes to ridicule people, look down on people, and hurt others.
旧约有一个间接啊，不是榜样，是间接坏的间，就是大卫王的太太，大卫王的妻叫的米甲，米甲是扫罗的女儿，是个公主啊，下嫁给这个大卫了，他就很神气，那个米甲叫做米甲。
In the Old Testament, we know King David, his wife, sort of has that characteristic.
当大卫王看见约柜啊，从外邦手里夺回来了，约柜本来是代表神的荣耀，被外邦被非利士人抢去了。后来大卫王弄回来了，哎呀，大卫看见约柜回来了，好像等于圣殿重新盖造一样，他高兴得不得了，这约柜跳舞跳舞跳，跳到连腿子都露出来了，他忘掉自己了。
When King David, when he knew that upon the return of the lost ark, he was rejoicing and dancing up and down. He wasin such a good spirit that part of his leg was showing.
结果他太太在楼上在窗户里面看下来先生在大跳大跳，等到太太先生回到家里，他说，哎呀，你这个好大的荣耀啊，你是个君王啊，怎么在老百姓面前就露出下体来，像什么样子，不成体统，他叫他不成体统。
And when the king has returned, his wife, the queen said, you are a noble king, how can you lose control of yourself and dancing like that?
但是大卫王说什么？我虽然已经做王了，但在上帝面前我还是个小孩子。我看见约柜回来了，好像父母回来了，孩子高兴的样子，所以我就忘掉自己了。我虽然是君王，我在神前永远是孩子，这叫做真正的谦卑呀。
And King David, his reply was that even though I am a king of people, yet I am a child in God's sight. When I see the return of the great lost ark, it's like I am a child seeing my parents return. Of course, I'm rejoicing. And from that, we can see the innocence of King David's attitudes.
结果米甲一生一世没有生孩子，在旧约时代，妇女不生儿女是受咒诅的意思，他就上帝不祝福他，而且没有生孩子。
And from history, we can see that wife, the queen, never bared any kids. And in those days, that is, people would consider that as a shame and also as being cursed.
所以我可以得到一个结论，人的所谓这个颜面尊严这些不拿掉的话，神的祝福就不会进来。
From that historical experience, I can conclude that if a person does not cast away his pride and his glory, then God cannot pour upon his blessing.
如果人常常有讥诮别人、瞧不起别人、冷嘲热讽的话呢，就完全失去了圣灵的能力，就没有圣灵的能力。
Similarly, a scoffer who likes ridicule and put other people down, he will not receive the strength and of the Holy Spirit.
这是旧约时代一个最坏的一个间接，就是一个女这个米甲这个姊妹这个女人，她失去了神的祝福，那是因为她讥诮她丈夫。
And that queen would be a clear example of a scoffer from the Old Testament.
那么在新约时代最显著的一个还给我们看见一个不好的一个样子，就是当耶稣基督被挂在十字架上的时候。
And from the New Testament, we can see a similar example character here, is when Christ was hung on the cross.
许多人经过时那边看热闹，就说：“哎，你不是神的儿子吗？下来，下来，你给我跳下来，证明你神的儿子，我就相信你。” 你能够救你自己从十字架上下来吗？你能的话就相信你是救主，不然就算了，什么基督，你连自己都不能救，还救世界了。
That is when Christ was hung on the cross, many passing by and would look at Jesus and said, if you are truly Son of God, why don't you rescue yourself? And they're ridiculing him and scoffing him.
连那个挂在十字架的强盗有个不悔改，也在讥笑耶稣，说你不是救主吗？那你可以救我们也下来，你也下来就相信你啊，都是讥笑，就是讥笑耶稣。
Even the robber on the other cross also is laughing at Jesus, challenging him with the same saying, you're Son of God, why can't you rescue yourself?
主耶稣面对这样的挑战，他的反应是什么？
Now, what is our Lord Jesus Christ's response at the time?
就是默默无声，顺服到死，且死在十字架上。
Now, he did not respond in words, he silently just hung there, and that is the way his submission.
有一个牧师讲到，他这样讲，他说耶稣挂在上面，说你要下来，下来就证明你是神来，我就相信你。他说我要是耶稣的话，我就跳下来给他看一看，从神像蹦下来给你看看，我会下来。
Many preachers said, if I were Christ, perhaps my flesh would tell me to jump down and just to show them that I can rescue myself if I wanted to.
跳下来以后再跳上去。
And of course, as I jump down, I would jump back out to complete the salvation.
主若愿意这样做，他有没有？他是有办法。他神三根钉子钉不死他了，他要下来就下来了，怎么？他不下来，他可以做，他不做了。主常常给我们留下了榜样，他可以做，他不做，他可以救自己，他不救，他要救了自己，我们就完蛋了。他牺牲自己来救我们，这是主，这是我们的主。
Of course, Jesus Christ was very capable of doing that. But there are many instances that Jesus Christ has shown us the things that he could do, but he chose not to. And that is a great example for us.
所以今天我们千万不要落在这种错误里面，讥诮啊，讥诮，对一些人我们就讽刺他，讥笑他，说一些尖酸刻薄的话，让他伤心，伤他的心，让他难过，这种叫证明你没有圣灵，有圣灵在心里没有这种，不会有这种情形。
Therefore, we need to remind and learn this lesson ourselves today that if we have the Holy Spirit in us, we need to be very careful not to be scoffers, to release our tongues of sarcastic remarks to hurt others.
第二种情况就是不敬虔。
Secondly, one without the Holy Spirit, he is ungodly.
在希腊文里，那个敬虔呢，就是像神，敬虔就是像，不敬虔就不像神。
And the English translation says it clearly, ungodly.
那么英文的翻译翻得比较准确了。啊，他说就是不像神，但原文的意思还有个意思，特别强调眼目的情欲，不敬虔就是在眼目上犯毛病，就是喜欢眼睛眼目的情欲，喜欢看一些不应当看的东西。
In the original meaning of the word ungodly, it also emphasizes on your optical, your visual sins.
那么旧约的大卫王为什么犯罪啊？就是犯眼目的情欲。
Again, we refer back to King David. We know he has sinned because he sinned in the visual sense.
有一天他睡午睡，睡得忘了，睡到太阳都下山了，他才午睡才爬起来。
And of course, one day when the sun was going down, he got up from a nap.
你不要忘记，这个睡午睡没什么不好啊。他睡到天要黑了，太阳都下山还在午睡，什么意思呢？
Now there's nothing wrong with taking a nap, but he took a nap for so long that the sun is already going down.
因为那个时候前方正在打仗，约押带着人跟打仗。前方打仗在吃紧的时候，他在后方享福，他在那边睡觉，睡午睡，睡来睡去，在他的王宫的平顶上看来看去，犯眼目情欲，看到一个女人洗澡，就把人弄来了，犯奸淫罪。
But the circumstances when he was taking that nap was that his army, his soldier was fighting out there, yet he was relaxing. And after he woke up from the nap, we know he was walking around on his castle, and then he saw this woman taking a bath.
大卫是个非常非常好的人，圣经说他。在神的全家也是竞争神所喜悦的人同样有这种软弱，你想你我这些普普通通的凡人又应当何等的谨慎小心。
Now we know that the Bible refers to King David as very a person that really submissive and really godly person, yet even in that way he also had problems when he sinned.
所以呢 Billy Graham 他讲一句名言，他说千万记住，不要看第二眼，有时候第一眼看到了你不晓得吧，像大卫虽然一看到一个人洗澡他没有有意看到，你马上不看第二眼，看完就下来，从平台下来去治理国事就没有问题了，他看第二眼，看第三眼，一直看无数眼，最后就犯到犯奸淫杀人为止。
And Billy Graham has often said the first sight, it's okay. I mean, it's accidentally, by chance, he's seen it. That's all right. But King David should have stopped there and went came down and then maybe did other his official matters. But no, he stayed up there and looked.
我记得我最近刚从芝加哥不到回来。
Recently, I just returned from Chicago.
25年前，我第一次到芝加哥。
25 years ago was the first time I went.
印象很深刻，有个弟兄到会场接我。肮脏污秽的东西。
And then he just said, well, those are some type of pornography.
说你看那个广场那么大的广告，我说啊，这很多人看这个东西。
I said, wow, that's a pretty big advertising there. Many people probably see it.
他是很多人看，他你要不要订一份呢？
He said, yeah, many people subscribe to it. Would you like to subscribe?
我说那不开玩笑，叫我去订个黄色刊物做什么啊？
I thought he must be joking.
他你知道不知道，牧师订阅啊，八折优待。
And he said, didn't you know that the advertisement notes say that the preachers and pastors, if they subscribe, they get 20% off?
你不晓得主说的话何等严肃，你们是羊进入狼群，这世界是狼呢，到处想吞吃你，把你吃掉，用各种方法吃掉你，各种情欲来害死你，这就是狼要吃羊。
Now from that we can clearly see how accurate the Bible was saying about the last times of the world, that this world is like wolves and we are like sheep, they're waiting to devour us.
所以说我们要灵巧像蛇，躲开躲开，不要冲着驯良像鸽子。
That is what the Bible also teaches to be shrewd as snakes and also as innocent as doves.
但是我们就看到旧约有很好的榜样，约瑟，旧约的约瑟，在一个房间里面，一个女人拉他去犯淫乱，他说什么？我岂能做这件大恶事得罪神呢？他看见神在这里。
Now we also in the Old Testament we also seen a servant of God when he was in the prison.His mistress asked him to commit sin. He said, "How can I do this?"
因此我们看见这个不敬虔的就是不纯洁，不像神。神是完全圣洁的，不纯洁就是没有圣灵的人。
Therefore, we can see an ungodly man is that without the Holy Spirit.
你看大卫王犯罪之后写了诗篇第五十一篇，是不是
？Now Psalm 51 is when King David wrote after he has.Sinned and stumbled.
他说什么？求你不要从我收回你的圣灵。你看大卫说的。
And David said, "Oh God, please do not take back the spirit you have given me."
求你为我重新造个清洁的心，使我有正直的灵。他这样祷告。
So that you may give me a new holy heart and a righteous one.
他最怕神收回这个圣灵就完了。
For he is really fearful that if God takes back the Holy Spirit, he is.
所以我们讲，所以没有圣灵，偶然你会被过犯所胜，神会原谅你。你要赦免你，你要认罪。那常常这样做，就绝对是没有圣灵的人。
Now occasionally, if we do sin and fall into that trap, then God will forgive us. But if we frequently does that, then we can see that we are without the Holy Spirit.
那么第三就是结党纷争，结党，引人结党，引人结党。
The third characteristic we have read about one without Holy Spirit is those as the person that divides others.
哥林多教会就犯这个毛病。
The Corinthians church, that was their big mistake.
圣经告诉我们，哥林多教会是各种恩赐都不缺，样样恩赐都有，各种恩赐都有。
Now the Bible tells us the churches among the Corinthians, they are blessed with many different blessings.
但是他们犯一个毛病。
They have many gifts, yet they have this blunder.
嫉妒纷争，分门别类。
For they are envious of others, and they divide among themselves.
有人说我属于基法，属于彼得的，我属彼得派，我是彼得派。
And some would say, I am fundamentalist, I belong to Peter's.
有人说我属亚波罗派，亚波罗派。
And say, I am from the other Avros.
有人说我属于保罗派。
And then some others even say, I belong to the Paul's.
有人说我属基督派，基督有派。
And people say, I am that of Christ.
这些人自认为他属于某些人，他属于某人，就把整个教会闹得分裂。
Now these people, they divide among themselves and the churches in Corinthians.Therefore, or segregated.
这绝不是有圣灵的人会做出来的事情。
Now again, that cannot be deeds of those of ones with the Holy Spirit.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我真的站在这讲，我以你们为荣，我以众弟兄姊妹为荣，为我的荣耀。
Now, my dear brothers, I stand here and I'd like to say this sincerely. I take pride in all of you here.
因为我到各地方去，人家介绍我的时候说这是基督之家的负责人。那个基督之家有个最大特点，就是像个家。 这个教会像个家，这普通这样介绍，我是这样介绍的。
Now, wherever I go as guest speakers, the introduction always say that I am the overseer of home of Christ, and the home of Christ is truly like a home.
而家的特点是什么呢？
Now, what is special about a home?
四个字，和睦同居才是家。
And that is a home that is a place that man can live harmoniously.
如果家里面既不分工分别，但是社会，那不是教会，那是社会，那不是家庭，那是你的什么工厂、学校什么各种社团，它有这种现象。
Not if a church among it, the congregation divides itself, then that is like a society, other organizations in this society.
所以弟兄姊妹，我真的，我用一两年之后要退休了。这些年来一直祷告祷告祷告，求神给我们预备合适的牧者来牧养这个家。
Now dear brothers, it is truly my earnest deepest prayer that in a couple of years I will be retiring, but I'm continuously praying for a pastor, a minister that can take over and minister this congregation.
我不求他有多大恩赐，他也会讲道会治理，不求这个，只求他懂得认识我们的家，爱这个家，小的进入到家里面来，就是家一份子，我就求这样一个人。
Now I pray not for this minister, this candidate to be a great speaker or a great organizer in any aspect, but I do pray that he has an earnest, sincere heart to be part of this family and to love this family.
作为一个监督，他的工作是什么？
Now what is the responsibility of an overseer?
那监督圣经有监督这样的两件事，为自己谨慎，为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，这是监督的责任。
And the responsibility is to be careful and to care about the church and oneself and also to minister to congregation.
这是使徒行传二十章里面保罗跟那些以弗所说长老们讲，圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们要自己谨慎，要为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是耶稣用宝血所买赎回来。
And that is referred to in Acts chapter 20 when Paul was talking to theChurches and talking about they should elect elders and also elect the overseer, that he needs to keep himself holy and also minister to church.
那首先我要自己谨慎，看看我有没有好讥诮，有没有不敬虔，有没有与人结党，有没有这个不像有圣灵的人，这是我自己反省，天天反省自己。然后我为全群谨慎，看我的弟兄姊妹中间有没有落在这种光景里面。
Now, it is my duty, my responsibility as overseer. First of all, the message we have talked about today, I need to re-examine myself daily in prayers, see if I am a person without the Holy Spirit. And after that, I need to also be careful about and look care for the congregation.
我是求我们的教会，我们的家驯良、纯洁、和平。这就是鸽子。我们像我们的家像个鸽子一样。鸽子做什么？你晓得鸽子还有一个意思，就是约拿。约拿就是鸽子的意思。约拿不是神叫他去传道吗？他跑到他失去了，后来又在大鱼肚子里出来了。约拿。原来就是鸽子，鸽子是传信息的意思。我们教会应该是传信息的教会，但是必须要寻良、纯洁、和平，具备这个条件才能够传信息。
It is truly my sincere prayer that every day that our home, our congregation would be like that of a dove, innocent, holy, and also peaceful. And also we know from the Bible, Jonah in the Old Testament, his name also means dove. That is to say that he is a messenger of the gospel.
我实在感谢赞美主。昨天我们几位有些年长的几位弟兄在一起吃饭，我就看到十年来我们的教会在主的恩典中长大，一日的家庭成长。
I'm truly grateful to the Lord that last night in a dinner setting and we had the elders from our congregation we had together and had some sharing. So I can see through the years how each family has grown in the grace of our Lord.
我们教会从有年长的教会、老年、中年、青年、少年、幼年，这五个年合在一起。
Now our congregation is truly special. We have those from the elders, and then the middle age, the wedded ones, newlyweds, and the younger ones. We have five different, we can say five different demographic ages.
大陆上讲老中青三，我们还老中青，还有少，还有幼，我们五种结合，这是个家庭哦。从小到老都在里面。
Now our home of Christ, our congregation is truly special and blessed that we have so many different age groups.
是神给我们一个特权，让我们活出个样式，作为众教会的，不敢说榜样，至少可以做个参考。我们是个家的教会，属于这么老老拥有在一起的教会，大家有靠圣灵把它联系在一起，合而为一，和睦同居。
Now from such special blessing that we can have this composition of the congregation, we also have this special calling from a God that we need to be an example, if not an example, maybe a good idea of how a church should be.
特别是有些受圣灵充满经验的人，在我们中间就更能够活出爱神、爱人、爱家这些好的榜样。
Especially those among us in the congregation who has the experience of being completely filled with the Holy Spirit, those also need to come out and also share the love for God, for people, and for this home.
因为我知道，只有一个真正满了圣灵的教会，有圣灵在里面运行的教会，才能够真正和睦同居，才能够没有分门别类，才能够圣洁，才能够驯良。
For I completely believe that it is only a church that is filled with the Holy Spirit that can grow and that can have these characters of the Holy Spirit, not to be dividing and to be also to be godly.
有一位姊妹告诉我，她说：“哎呀，我得到圣灵充满之后，我真的觉得稀奇，我怎么能够原谅这个人呢？并现在完全原谅他，并且不但原谅他，就很可爱，觉得他，我告诉你，真是奇妙。”
A sister shared with me her personal experience after being filled with the Holy Spirit. She said she could actually forgive somebody, truly forgive somebody that she had problems throughout the years to forgive. And not only to forgive, she had this loving heart towards this person.
二十多年前，我第一次有个圣灵浇灌的经验之后，我不认自己觉得我很伟大，觉得我很伟大。
Now, over 20 years, I also had a similar experience that I thought I felt that the Holy Spirit was filled within me, and after that, I thought I was very great.
因为对着那些讥诮我的人、论断我人、攻击我人，我一点都不觉得可恨，觉得，我觉得我应当爱他，因为我觉得爱的不够，为他们祷告的不够，带领他不够，是我的错，我不觉得人家错。这种做法不是我会做的，所以我之所以觉得伟大，因为伟大的圣灵在我里面做的。
And after that great experience, the reason I felt so great is because I can really experience the Holy Spirit inside me. That no longer will I hate and criticize the scoffers that scoff me.But rather, I have a caring heart and also knowing that I did not love these people enough.
在我们这个电视天之间节目里，很多观众有时候问我电话，有些信都提到关于圣灵的问题。他说，这个现在众教会都在渴慕圣灵，那我们如何来带领？
Many responses I've received from the TV program Between God and Man, and many of them refers to this topic of Holy Spirit and saying how eagerly all the churches.Are ready for this Holy Spirit.
所以我想，只有照着圣经的原则来讲，圣经这样启示，我们这样接受。那主耶稣自己的榜样是唯一的榜样，圣灵像鸽子一样落在他身上，他那时候被圣灵浇灌。
And that is what prompted me this morning to share this message with you. And from the Bible, God's words, and also from Jesus Christ's own experience, when the Holy Spirit poured upon him like a dove, then we can learn about the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的驯良、纯洁、和平，就是我们最好的榜样。
Again.The characteristics of doves, the innocence of dove, and the holiness, and also its peace, that is our example.
但是神恩待怜悯我们。
We pray that God have blessing and have pity.
让我们实实在在经历了圣灵的内住，住在我里面。
So that we can truly personally experience the dwelling of the Holy Spirit in our heart.
使我们的生活有见证。
So that our daily lives may have testimony.
使我们的工作有能力。
That our work may produce.
使我们的家庭能和睦。
So that there may be harmony in our house.
使我们的人际关系非常健康，非常正常。
So that our interpersonal relationship are healthy.
最要紧的是我们爱我们的教会，爱我们的家，爱每一个弟兄姊妹。
Also, most importantly, so that we may learn to love one another, to love this church.
这不是口头讲讲，这实在有行动活出来。
Again, this is not something just a message we can verbalize, but rather it takes actions.
我喜欢那句英文讲 ，Actions speak louder than words.Actions speak louder than words. 行动所说的比话语永远要响亮，是对的。
My personal favorite proverb that the English saying action speaks louder than words.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们今天在你面前特别要感恩。
Father, we especially want to thank thee today.
你指出什么样叫做没有圣灵的人
？For you have pointed out what is like those without Holy Spirit.
就是不驯良的人。
Those that are not innocent,
不纯洁的人
，ungodly,
不和平的人
，unpeaceful Lord.
主啊，但愿我们自己反省自己，我们的光景到底如何呢
？Father, we ask that you help us to re-examine ourselves.
但愿我们真正懂得什么叫做圣灵住在我里面
，so that we may truly understand the meaning of the dwelling of the Holy Spirit in our hearts.
也让圣灵的能力透过我们能够施行出来
，and through the Almighty power of the Holy Spirit, we may act out Holy Spirit.
真是为着基督之家的。 这个存在，这个见证，我们要感谢赞美你。
Father, we truly want to give thanks to you for the existence of this congregation and the testimony it's brought.
但愿主从我们中间兴起来，你所拣选的人，你出来工作侍奉。
Father, it is our wish that among us you may call your own servant to be serving you.
我们所缺少的牧者，求主自己安排定规。
For the coming vacancy of the minister and overseer, Father, we ask you to elect.
我们不求别的，只求他爱我们。
Again, we do not ask for anything of this person, but only that he has a loving heart.
爱这个家，爱这个教会。
So that he may love this congregation, love this church.
谢谢我主我神。
Father, we thank thee.
主，我们今天看到冯养山弟兄在我们中间。
Father, today we also see that Brother Fang, he is with us today.
我为他向你感恩。
We truly want to thank you for him.
所以他身体上受了一个伤。
Even though he has injured upon his.
哦，他头部缝了三十几针。
That is more than 30 stitches.On his head, Lord.
他今天本着爱教会的心来到我们中间，一同敬拜，一同侍奉。
But because love for you and for this congregation, Father, he is here serving together for you.
主，我们再次说，我们为他向你谢谢。
Father, again, we thank you for him.
求主医治他快快的痊愈。
We pray that you may heal him completely, very quickly.
在今后把更多的时间精力都摆上为主。
So that from this day forth, he also may have more chances to serve you, Lord.
主，我们也知道，有许多时候我们一侍奉你，撒旦就不甘心。
Father, we also know there are many times when we decide to serve you, Satan is not satisfied.
但是我们没有惧怕。
But Father, we have no fear.
因为你与我们同在。
For we believe you are with us.
当我们奉你的名传你的道的时候，常常遇见许多搅扰。
But Father, we know in your name as we preach your salvation, we know Satan is trying to disturb us.
但是靠你，我们凡事都能做。
But by you, we can do all things.
你永远是得胜的君王。
You are always a victorious king, Lord.
我们在你里面也分享这份得胜。
And we are so blessed to be sharing this victory with you, Lord.
今天本来有一位姊妹要受洗，今天。
Father, we know that today originally there was a sister ready to be baptized today.
她今天不能来到这里。
Yet he cannot be with us today.
我们也看见，根据我们的经验，许多人在受洗的前夕，常常被撒旦搅扰。
Father, from experience, we also know that many of us who decided to be baptized.On the eve before, we all know that Satan would disturb.
就有亲自与这位姊妹说话。
Father, we pray that you yourself be with her.
感动她，坚定的要接受主耶稣基督的信心。
That your word may comfort him and also build up her faith.
在我们以后连日中间还有机会为她安排。
So that in the future days we may also again arrange a baptism for her.
我们谢谢你为我们的垂听我们的祷告。
Father, we thank you for you hear our prayers.
也成全我们所求的。
And we ask you to answer our prayers.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
感谢主。我特别说明一下，今天。